Audio Gravity, 5th of May, 2009. I've just noticed on the screen I've got 5th of Mary, 2009. So the first link is FileShare HQ. So it's FileShareHQ.com. File sharing and storage made easy. You've probably seen 101 different websites that do file sharing. The one thing I like about this site is from straight away you can tell the quality and time that's gone into one of these file sharing sites by the UI. As somebody who's been around the internet for a long, long time, you can sort of get a good feel about how good, how easy, how well thought out a site is. If you need to share stuff with clients very easily and they're not very computer literate, or you want to be able to access those files anytime using FTP or whatever, this is a really professional quality service. I suggest you go and check it out. Have a look at the features, have a look at the pricing. Very forward-thinking site. And they've got some good stuff. They've also using Get Satisfaction, which is very cool. So you get to talk to the people directly. And very much Web 2.1 for me, these guys. And there's a lot of companies coming out of the woodwork who realize the potential of taking an idea, making it as simple as possible, making it as transparent as possible, and making it easy to use. That is the way that the web should have always been, not blinking text and marquees and star backgrounds. The next link is a really cool Tumblr site called Scanwitches, scanwitches.com. It's basically a scan of sandwiches. So I don't know if it's a guy or a team or a group of people, but they take a side-on view of a sandwich by literally sticking it on top of a photocopier and scanning it. So today, May 13th, we've got an urban rustic, which is the haystack, grilled chicken, red onion, barbecue sauce on wheat. And then there's just loads of other sandwiches. I mean, value, none, amusement, entertainment, a few minutes. It's just one of those things, isn't it? The blur of the lines between technology and abuse. Scanwitches, great name. Next link is for a Twitter account for Clean Technica. If you don't know who Clean Technica are, they are a tech site, but they cover all the eco and green technology in a language that doesn't require an engineering degree, as they put it. If you're not following them, you should be. They've got some really great stuff. They've also got a really good website. And if you're into eco and you feel a little bit guilty for having too much technology in your bag, this is a way that you can slowly start to upgrade some of that kit so it's a little bit more eco-friendly. Next link is something that I've come across that isn't quite ready for prime time yet, but it looks interesting anyway. It's called Open Smirk, opensmirk.com. Make video avatars. Give your users a little bit more than a photo upload. Smirk is for developers who want to enable their users the ability to create video avatars alongside or instead of basic photo upload. It can be made to react to a user's interaction within the site or application. Is open to many other creative misuses. Smirk video icons come in three flavors: SWIF, JPEG, and GIF. I've signed up, looking forward to when that goes live. There's a load of little services like that that keep on popping up out the ether. And I've got a real thing for websites that are really, really minimal right now. I think they require less from the user, and therefore people don't have to go and investigate or spend lots of time learning what that service does. Next URL is clippingprovider.com. I've been using these guys for probably about 6 months now, and they are brilliant if you want to have a piece of artwork, a picture, and literally make you a file with the clipping path, with whatever backgrounds that you want on it, or remove the backgrounds. And they do an incredibly good job, and they're well worth the money, and they're really quite cheap as well. I'm not quite sure where they're based, but I know they've got a lot of workers who are doing this sort of stuff, and they do it full time, and the quality is it's worth having it done to save you the time doing it yourself, unless you're an absolute Photoshop ninja, of course. And last one is T-Round app. It's an application for the iPhone, for T-Round settles thirst-based arguments by deciding who makes the tea. Now, this is hot on the heels of Wheel of Tea. You have to remember that wheelofte.com is already out, and it's 59 pence. I really like the T-Round website. It's really beautifully made. That's Audio Gravity, 5th of May, 2009.